On a single evening in Omaha last week, 11 children and teenagers were abandoned at hospitals. Nebraska's unique safe haven law went into effect in July. It allows parents to leave older children as well as infants at hospitals without facing abandonment charges. At least 14 children have been left with the state since then, and now officials are pleading with parents not to give up their kids. From NET Radio in Nebraska, Sarah McCammon reports.
The legislator who sponsored the language allowing parents to surrender their children regardless of their age says he never intended for older children and teens to be abandoned. Pete Persh is a state senator from Omaha, and he says his amendment was the result of negotiations with legislators who felt any age cutoff would be arbitrary.
49 other states had already passed it, and it had proven to save the lives of many newborn babies in those states. So we had gotten to the point that we were becoming the laughingstock of the whole nation.
I'm right outside Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. I'm kind of in the entryway area where patients are coming and going. And this is the hospital where last Wednesday night a group of 9 siblings were dropped off together and abandoned under the state's new safe haven law. State health officials say they're not sure how to explain each of these incidents. They do say they don't believe any of the children were in immediate danger when they were dropped off, but they say that the law is being misused.
It was not intended to be used by people who are tired of parenting older youth who may be unruly or have behavior problems. I am very concerned that people are deciding that they no longer want to be a parent.
That's Todd Landry of the State Department of Health and Human Services. He says the law was meant to protect vulnerable infants. The father who dropped off the 9 siblings in Omaha last week says he gave them up out of desperation after struggling to care for them since his wife died. Officials say the 4 girls and 5 boys may now be placed with relatives who've offered to help. But they say there are many places desperate parents can turn before taking a step like leaving a child at a hospital. At an emergency youth shelter in Lincoln, several children are playing games in a room decorated with bookshelves and children's artwork. The shelter is run by a nonprofit group called Cedars, and its president, Jim Blue, says there's a big difference between giving up a baby and giving up on an older child.
For a teenager who is abandoned at a hospital, the message for the rest of that child's life is, how horrible was I that my parent did this to me? And that is a traumatic message to carry for the rest of a person's life. How bad was I?
But supporters say the law could prevent possible abuse by a parent. Chris Kostantakos is an Omaha lawyer and the author of a book on Nebraska juvenile court law.
If a child is at risk, it doesn't matter if they're, 13 months old or 13 years old, you want that parent to get that child to a safe place.
For now, it's still legal for parents in Nebraska to drop off their children at the nearest hospital. State health officials want legislators to change the law, but the legislature isn't scheduled to go in session until early next year. In the meantime, officials say they're trying to educate the public about other options and hoping no more parents feel desperate enough to give up on their older children. For NPR News, I'm Sarah McCammon.